New heroine may be about to enter the world of teenage literature. Aisha is an adventurous Australian Muslim young woman who gets mixed up in an international intrigue while she's in Turkey on holiday. She's the creation of lawyer and now first-time author Malati Lum. Malati came into the studio and explained why she decided to write the book.
When I was growing up, there weren't any main characters in the books that I read that were Muslim. And of course, that's changing now with more Muslims writing a bit more. But particularly in children's fiction, there weren't any Muslim characters that I could relate to as a Muslim. I love reading. I'd love reading since I was a child. And so any characters that were in the books that I read, I could relate to, but I always thought it would be nice if there was someone who wasn't necessarily beautiful, blonde and fair-skinned in those books that I read. And I thought, you know, in creating this character, I just thought it would be nice for Muslim children to be able to see themselves or their own experiences reflected in the books that they read, and also for non-Muslim children to be able to be familiar and understand where Muslims are coming from, and also for them not to necessarily, or for them to have a different view of Muslims than what is probably currently available to them.
So you're looking at breaking down stereotypes here. How does Aisha do that in the story?
She doesn't do it in a purposeful way. It's just who she is. She just happens to be a Muslim, and that comes out in her character. And it's important to her, faith is important to her, but the closest people to her are not Muslim. So, her best friends aren't Muslim, the family that raises her aren't Muslim, and that's something that I think just her relationship with those other people, how she relates to them, how they relate to her, is something that, you know, in a subtle way shows who she is as a person and how she's able to relate to other people. It doesn't really matter who you are or where you come from. It's, you know, if you, it's really for her, being a Muslim is important to her, but it doesn't
define her.
Well, it doesn't impact on the relationships she has with other people.
Now, her best friends, Jess and Sarah, she became best friends with them because the first day that she came to Gumtree Grove High, she was a little bit worried about coming in her headscarf. And I imagine that's an interesting situation that a lot of Muslim kids would relate to, how to be brave, you know, in a society which does appear to be doing a bit of us and them around Muslim and non-Muslim.
And it can be, I think, a daunting thing for a Muslim girl wearing a headscarf to come into school when it's not the usual piece of clothing that people wear. I have personal experience in that because I used to wear a headscarf when I went to school, and I was really lucky in that I had a great group of friends and everyone at school was really supportive, so it really wasn't a problem. But, you know, there is that nervous feeling that on the first day of school, how are people going to react to me, or, you know, what are people going to say? Are people going to like me? As a teenager, it is something that, yeah, can be concerning or worrying. And so for Aisha, when she meets her two best friends on the first day of school, and it doesn't really matter to them at all, they just see her for who she is, and she, you know, she really likes that.
When you look at the wider issue of being a Muslim in Australia, and there is a lot of, you know, discussion of a growing divide, really, a growing divide between what people think of what Muslim religion is all about. Do you feel that that problem is as bad as it appears to be, or what's your perception of where things are heading?
I think most Australians, when they speak to another Muslim or when they know another Muslim personally, there's no issue there. There's no, you know, they can be best mates and it's completely fine. But sometimes, I guess, there are now, you can see some groups, minority groups, who are quite vocal in promoting intolerance in our society. But I think, again, they are a minority group, and it's important to recognise that. For the majority of people, I think it's great to focus on that level of understanding and that we can all be friends, that we can have understanding. And I think fiction is a good way and an amazing way of building on that understanding between cultures, because children have an amazing ability to see past all the differences between people externally. And in a very subtle way, I think fiction provides children opportunity to teach them compassion and empathy with the characters that they read about.
That's Malati Lum. Her first book, Aisha Dean, The Istanbul Intrigue, is you can check it out online. It's also available in bookshops.